Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Paulos, and I've been meditating and praying about the world situations. And it's been very hard to watch the news and hear the news and seeing the war and what has happened over the last couple of years, which can be very overwhelming. And this morning in meditation, I got a very clear message not to give up hope. And it came to me also that there's so many people doing so many wonderful things and helping others and praying and putting their lives on the line to help. And that we can't ever forget that there are so many trying to offer help in random acts of kindness. And if we look at that from a higher perspective of the highest point of light, the world is indeed evolving and working to make the humanity a better place to live. And it's hard to put that all in perspective when we hear all the bad news. Here are a few of the quotes that I found. One is from Desmond Tutu. Hope is being able to see that there is a light despite all the darkness. And National Youth Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman said, "The new dawn blooms as we free it, for there is always light if we only are brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it." And we can be that light, and we are so strong as we all share our light, and we share that light with the light of hope for the world, and the realization that there are so many wonderful people doing such great work. I wrote a poem. I've written actually a few messages because I write every day. I wrote, "The grace of hope is a blessing, a robe that protects your life, a glimmer that reflects the light and helps to bring you peace of mind. Hope brings a smile and the gift for you to know that things do get better when you find that truth of truths alive there in your soul. Feel the grace of hope. Let that blessing protect your life. For hope is a candle burning through the darkest night. Believe for a moment that you are loved. Let yourself really truly be present in the power right now of understanding with that hope and love that can set you free. Breathe that grace of spirit. Reach out to God each day. Find that peace there within you and know that you will be okay. Think of all you have to be grateful for and those who have helped you in some kind way. And feel God's love that is present and the grace of hope when you stop and pray." And there have been so many powerful prayers being said. And it was very wonderful to get the kind of affirmation from a higher presence that these are not wasted prayers. These are not wasted acts of kindness. These are all important efforts being out there to help evolve the world. The Dalai Lama, His Holiness, said, "I have been deeply saddened by the conflict in Ukraine. Our world has become so interdependent that violent conflict between two countries inevitably impacts the rest of the world. War is outdated," which I have totally agreed on. I thought it was, right? "Nonviolence is the only way. We need to develop a sense of the oneness of humanity by considering other human beings as brothers and sisters This is how we will build a more peaceful world. Problems and disagreements are best resolved through dialogue. Genuine peace comes about through mutual understanding and respect for each other's well-being. We must not lose hope. The 20th century was a century of war and bloodshed. The 21st century must be a century of dialogue. I pray that peace is swiftly restored in Ukraine. And that was from His Holiness on February 28th, 2022. And I've been writing and thinking a lot about peace. I'm in the middle of writing a book on peace. And in my studies and research, it comes to trying to understand that dialogue and common ground. And when you're in a situation, as we have seen in this present time with war, as we've seen with Israel and Palestine, as we've seen with places where there's always some long-term disagreements that exist, it's so important to try to find a common ground, and yet it is so hard to find a common ground. When you have someone who is really only believing that their way is the only way that it can happen, and they have the force and power behind them. So that's when, again, I pray. I pray for everyone involved. I pray for the compassion and oneness of humanity, and we are all one. As His Holiness the Dalai Lama said, it's the truth in energy. We are all one. And when we find that peace inside us, we also can help spread that peace to the heart of humanity. I mean, the heart of humanity right now really needs all of our love. There's been so much fear and suffering and sorrow that the heart of humanity really needs to be fed with the most light of love that we can imagine until that blue sky day where things are better and we evolve and we see that there is that dawn, the new dawn rising, and that hope is on the horizon. And we can look at that light in the rising sun in the distance and see past the storm clouds that there is a golden light. There is a way to get past the darkness and see that light. There is hope on the horizon. And it can really lead you past the illusions. When you pray and when you go inside and you meditate, you can find that same energy that brought people like Desmond Tutu, like Mahatma Gandhi, as you find many that who have been peace workers and wise people who have gone through so much, so very much, and have survived it. I mean, His Holiness the Dalai Lama had to leave his country. And in the end result, look at how much good he brought the world. He often says that that was an interesting blessing he never would have chosen. Mahatma Gandhi said, "I remember that all through history, the way of truth and love has always won. There have been tyrants and murderers, and for a time they seem invincible, but in the end they always fail." Think of it always. So through words of hope, through meditation, through prayer, through faith, we get through these hard times. And we learn a new acceptance, an acceptance of what is and what happens when what we want collides with the new reality that defies the dream we had been thinking was the way it should be inside. And find out maybe that's not possible at this time. But you can accept with every single breath that you can be a one that holds out hope. You can be one that sheds light. You can be the one that does random acts of kindness. You can be one that is a force for good in this world. And that does make a difference. That will help in so many ways you may not even understand. And it will get you through the hard times in ways you might not even imagine. And this is so important. It's so important to know and to believe. I just wrote a song for a children's album called Believe, because I couldn't help but wonder, when children see what we're going through in the world, how does that affect them? Do they lose their hope? Do they lose their chance of believing that good is stronger than evil? So I wrote this poem today. I wanted to share that with you before we go into a meditation. In all the little gestures of loving kindness we display, seeds of light are planted in a very sacred way to blossom forth on earth every single day. It's in all those little things that we share that brings hope, that gives our soul wings with a love that lives there within the heart of everything. Each hand that reaches out to help others in need is what this life is all about. It's always these hard lessons that we learn. And each prayer that is somewhere heard, as the earth continues to turn and turn in acts of kindness that speak louder than words, as hearts we reach out to lend a hand to those in need, to help our fellow man. And all these little gestures, each smile that we may share, plant seeds of loving kindness that show how much we care. Water those seeds in a garden and watch how those flowers grow into blossoms of such beauty offered from our hearts and souls. That we can do, that we can practice, that can make a difference. Let's breathe and go into a state of meditation, just breathing in and feeling the wonderful power and release of a breath of light. Breathing in and holding that light and just releasing any tension, any stress, any angst, fear, or sorrow as we breathe out. Breathing in hope, holding that hope, and allowing that hope to spread out as we breathe out, spread out to our body and the world. Breathing in light, holding that light, and breathing out light and allowing all the cells of our body and mind to be charged with light. And now breathe in love and hold that love and feel that love and breathe that love out throughout all of your body. And now just allowing that light to come into your head and circle your head and let all your thoughts and worries just go. And feel that light in your eyes and in your ears and in your mouth. And allow that light to just charge your whole mind full of a wonderful blessing of love. Be still there in your mind and feel it. Breath sweeps mind, and we continue to breathe and feel the breath within our breath going into our throat chakra and just illuminating our throat chakra, releasing any tension. Just allow that wonderful creative center to glow with a beautiful blue light. Breathing in hope into your creative center. And continuing to breathe, go into your heart of hearts and your heart chakra. feel the lovely field of green where we meet here in our heart of hearts. Breathe a lovely light of hope into your heart. Feel that hope expanding and expanding throughout your whole body and your mind and your emotions. Feel the power of hope and believing and trusting and having faith there in your heart. Let it heal any of the hurts you've been feeling and sensing. And now from your heart, send that light up to protect you 6 feet above you, 6 feet below you, 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet behind you, 6 feet on either side of you, and you are now in a bubble of wonderful, protective, brilliant white light. And in this space, you can go and feel the rest of your body being healed with the light to your third chakra and your second chakra and your root chakra. Breathe in more light, and now you are filled with that wonderful healing light of love. And let yourself just be. Be still and know that you are God. Be still and feel the power of hope there within your soul. In that soul's beautiful light, there is the wisdom of light and love and hope. Call upon your soul to bring that energy down into your very essence of being. And as you merge with that energy from your soul, allow your soul to send that hope and love and light out to the world. On wings of peace, see that hope and light shared throughout the world. And in that moment where we all sense our oneness of being, let ourselves be one in peace. One world, one people, one light, one love, one power to know we are whole. And allow that dove of peace to circle the world and fly over the Ukraine, sending light and love, and let's be grateful for all of those who are working so hard, helping. Let's send them such love and gratitude, those helping those in need throughout the entire area there. And now we see the dove fluttering and all of the darkness, despair being washed over with the light of love. Just bathing the entire country in love and light and peace and gratitude. Gratitude for everything that they are and all they are being and all they are going through and all they are giving to help save their friends, neighbors, and country. And now let's take that love and light and send it to all those who are soldiers on both sides fighting. Let's send it to the ones who ordered those people to go to war. And let's send that energy of whatever hope and belief for the good that is there to the one that is ordering this to happen, to call upon his soul to see the light, to see the need for goodness and peace to prevail. And now we see the world enlightened and all the forces of darkness being dissolved into one light of love and peace. And the dove of peace circles the world and comes back to us right there in a perch in our soul. We just say thank you. Thank you, God, for this energy of light and love, for hope, for belief and for faith. And let us never forget all the good that is being done, all the prayers that are being said, all the meditations that are happening, are making a difference in the world. And with gratitude, we bow our head and say thank you to all those who are sending forth their energy, that are doing acts of kindness. We thank you. We bow to you in gratitude. With great love and great light to all, with a prayer for peace always in our hearts. God bless you and thank you for listening. Here's a wonderful song that I had a friend of mine, Martha Rake Braden, sing, Calling All Angels, from a CD I did All in This Together.
A man is placed upon the steps, baby cries. High above you can hear the church bells start to ring. And the heaviness, oh, it settles in. Somewhere you can hear mother sing. Then it's one foot, then the other. Step out on the road, step out on the road. How much weight, how much weight? Then it's how long and how far and how many times. Oh, before it's too late. Through this one, don't leave me alone. Calling all angels, calling all angels. We're trying, we're open, but we're not sure how. Every day you gaze upon the sunset with such love and intensity. Only crack the code, you'd finally understand what this all means. But if you could, do you think you would trade it all the pain and the suffering? Ah, but then you would have missed the beauty of the light upon this earth and the sweetness of leaving. Calling all angels.